like no atheists in foxholes. Well, I almost got blown up and I was paralyzed. So I developed faith from that because I got to walk again, you know. You know, and I saw some miracles happen in my whole family. You know, my brother was a drug addict. Now he's going to be a surgeon. So, you know, I'm excited about those things. And you know, I'd like to communicate with people like-minded about their faith.
So basically, you want to set a homepage.
I'd like to go, like, I got that .Mac software.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with that? It's a service.
Right, from Apple.
Like, you're supposed to be able to, like, share files with people that are a Mac, and like maybe I could go talk to somebody in Mac that can help me.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'm having trouble. Like I went out and bought a digital Canon camera,
uh-huh.
and I bought a printer, and I bought a scanner, and uh-huh. none of it's hooked up, and I don't know how to use any of it.
Uh-huh.
So I have to call support. I'm going to bring my camera with me, and I'm going to...
Actually, one thing I'd probably recommend is taking all that equipment into a local computer store. And having, you know, just kind of show you how all of it works together.
Yeah, you know what they, $75 an hour, Mac.
You, like the Apple Store charges that much? I don't know if you have an Apple Store in your area.
Yeah, they do. That's where I bought all this crap, and they told me I was going to get, be able to go home and get an extended warranty from Canon. And I found out RIT sells a warranty that, like, even if you drop it, they'll replace it.
Well, at least I can help you with this. How about this?
Yeah.
You have... The choices that I'm aware of, off the top of my head, you have Yahoo, you have Excite, you have MSN, and Netscape.
The reason I'm with Mac is because of being a filmmaker, and they're, you know, that's what are all the programs for, like,
right.
where all the features going.
So,
you know, like, I have a digital film.
Between MSN, Yahoo, Netscape, and Excite, which of those four would you like to set today as your home page?
MSN... Yahoo and Excite. Excite. What's Excite?
It's a lot like MSN and Yahoo, and they're all pretty much the same. I mean, it's just a matter of preference.
Which one would you say can get me to the most amount of, like, sites and broadest sense of, like, you know, it doesn't pigeonhole me into one
thing? I say it's
not going to, like, collect data on sites I go to and try to, like, sell me junk that, like, seems like that I'm interested in.
Yeah, I'm recommending Netscape. That's probably going to be the best one for you.
Netscape?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in that space there, that address line where you were typing, type in netscape.com.
Is that what you have?
I have apple.com.
Should I do that?
Well, just type in netscape.com.
That might be a good idea since I have an Apple. You have an Apple,
well,
too.
If you want news and information, the Apple website only talks about Apple products.
Yeah.
So
well,
if you
like
want, like, an overview of everything.
They sold me this Belkin thing for my iPod, and I don't understand it. It plugs into that plug, but then there's no plug to plug my headset into or anything. I'm trying to work out that FM thing works. If you plug it into the jack and then you can't plug your headphones into it.
Go ahead and type in netscape.com and click OK. That'll take care of it.
Okay. Netscape.com.
Mm-hmm. And then click on OK.
Okay. What about that Dr. Bot logo being up in my toolbar, or what is that called? The first bar below Microsoft Internet Explorer, where it says right next to it, back, forward, stop.
We can fix that. Go up to the View menu at the top.
View, okay.
And then click on Customize Toolbars.
Customize Toolbar, okay.
And now it says...
all the logos up there on there. It has... back, forward, stop, refresh.
Actually, yeah, I see them. I know what they are. Just click on below where it says default set.
Default set. Okay.
And then click on home up at the top.
Click default set first.
Yeah. So
okay.
Click on...
And then go up at the top to that little house on the bar. all the way up back to the bar.
Uh-huh.
The tool bar.
Uh-huh.
And kick the house.
Yep.
Okay. I did that. The doctor bot didn't go away. It's turning. The little wheel's turning.
Okay. Where's it taking you?
It's not taking me anywhere yet. It's just turning.
Okay.
The little black and white, you know, we like a whole, or like a circle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like four, it's a pie, like with four pieces, two black, two white.
Okay.
So is that turning? Is it doing that? Things kind of get done slow. So I guess broadband sucks is they don't have cable competition here, and we have Bright House, and it's expensive as hell. Like, in my hometown of Baton Rouge, they have a lot of competition. Like, that's a highly educated city, you know? They have a lot of universities. Uh-huh. Not that they don't have some here, but...
Uh-huh.
But
anyway, what's it doing?
They have a lot of entrepreneurs.
Is it still spinning around?
The only time it quits spinning around is if, like, I move it somewhere and it turns into, like a line.
Okay. Click on the house again.
Okay.
What happens?
Well, the house turned to ghost. Now it's back to not being a ghost. Well, now it seems kind of ghosty.
Okay, is it loading the Netscape page?
The Netscape server could not be found. It's and in my address column it says customized toolbars, but it says the specified server could not be found.
Is that what the whole error says? Or does it say more?
The last thing I was doing was Microsoft Office document. Microsoft Word, I guess, and I...
Okay, so that error just says specified server could not be found?
Yeah.
Okay.
So should I try it again?
In the address bar at the top, what does it say?
Address bar. At the top, is that...
The blue address bar, what does it say there for the address?
Customized toolbars.
Okay. Click on the home again.
Okay.
What's it doing?
It's blue, like stop, refresh, autofill, and mail. It blued those, you know, made them darker. And my back and forward, they're like ghosty, and my print is too.
Okay, but when you click on home, what happens now?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. In the address bar, I'd like you to type in apple.com.
Okay.
And then click on go.
Okay.
What happens?
Okay, hold on. I have to type. I have to type slow. I'm not used to, like, typing on a laptop. I've had my computer a while, but I've been in the hospital and I didn't have it. It was sitting on my desk. You know, I wish in hindsight I would have bought the 17-inch with the backlit keys and the.
So what's it doing?
Bluetooth.
What's the browser doing?
What I do after I click on apple.com.
You click on go, and what happened?
It says a specified server cannot be found.
Okay, there's something wrong with your internet connection. You got to get that fixed before any of this is going to work for you.
Okay, let me go back there. Okay, connect. Okay, it's dialing again. Okay, could it have anything to do with the fact that I hid my Microsoft Word rather than got closed it?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, now it's dialing. Is it open internet connect? Dialing. You know, that phone call might have done it. Ever when a phone call happened?
Oh.
It might have kicked it off. Now it's count. So it's on there. It's online.
Okay. Now on your browser.
Now I'm back to my add buttons to toolbar screen.
Click on default set, like the bar that shows below the word default set. Click on that bar.
Okay.
Does that change the bar at the top?
Well, that bar is not up there now. Now it's just on that screen. It says cuts my toolbar. Should have hit the red light.
I don't know what you just said. What did you say?
The red light.
What red light?
Red, yellow, or green light.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's little lights up in the right.
Okay. Below, where it says, or choose a set of buttons.
I gotta go to preferences again.
No. Look below. You gotta follow me closely, because we're short on time.
Okay.
Below it says default set and basic set, right?
Well, now I'm my screen's clear. See, I got.
Okay, go to the view menu at the top. Go to the view menu at the top and go down to customize toolbars.
Okay.
Okay, now it brings up that screen again where you can choose your toolbars.
Yeah, it says add button.
Right. Now below it says default set and basic set, right?
Yeah.
Click on the bar for default set.
Okay, I did it.
And at the top, now does it look normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the box is on.
Good. Now, next, click on home at the top.
Yeah. What about all those other little icons?
Don't worry about it.
Do you have other ones in yours?
I don't. I just stick with the default set. So, click on home at the top.
Okay, I did. Now, it says a little N, and it says name cheap. And it says register your domains for just $8.88. It's at which I get some of that stuff with the internet. I mean,
is it going to the Apple page or not? I think you might have mistyped Netscape.com. I think you might have typed it incorrectly.
It says HTTP. / www.namecheap.com.
Yeah, that's incorrect. Go up to the Explorer menu at the top and go down to Preferences.
It says at the top, http://netscape.com.
Now it says that at
It says that at the top of the page.
Okay. What does the home page look like?
It says Namecheap.
Okay, you typed it in wrong. Go up. It
says Namecheap.
Go up to the Explorer menu and go down to Preferences.
Okay.
Click on Browser Display again.
Okay.
And then where it says Address?
On
the right? Where you can type the address in, the only place you can type in?
Yeah, it says Net. Oh, I don't have a C in my
Okay,
net.
That's... You gotta be really meticulous about this.
Net, See it go in there. You know, I have my little cursor in there. That's to just delete it. Go back. Delete. It's not deleting it.
What?
Wait, let me just...
What's the problem? What's going on?
I'm having trouble deleting it to get...
You can use the delete key on your keyboard. What? You click on the address there, you use the delete key. I don't understand how it couldn't work.
Yeah, but I tried to put just the cursor in and put in the letter.
Put the cursor at the very end and delete the whole thing and start from scratch.
It's not doing anything. It's got the whole...
Fine. Click on the button below that says use none.
Use none. Okay.
Now, in the address, type in netscape.com.
www.
No, just netscape.com.
netscape.com. Okay, it's not going in. And use none still ghosty. Does that matter?
You clicked on use none, right?
Yeah,
now you started typing netscape.com.
Yeah, and nothing happened.
Say netscape.com in there?
No, it won't type anything in there. It won't when I hit.
All right, try this. Click on Use Default. What happens then?
Okay, now it says http://www.msn.com.
Change the part where it says MSN to the word Netscape.
Okay, let me see if it'll do that. Okay. It's not deleting it out.
Well, try harder. I don't know what to say. I'm not in front of your computer, so I can't really...
Put use none.
What?
Okay. I hit use none.
Okay, and you typed in netscape.com?
Nothing will type.
You click...
I put in, and it's just not doing anything. It says tab to each item on web page, option tab to just...
Right, look above in the address bar. It's blank, right?
Yeah.
Click on that space where you can type and type in netscape.com.
It blanked back to the my name sheet page. It just went back there.
Click on use default and then click on OK. You're going to need more assistance than I can offer you because this is not difficult.
Okay, hold on. What did I hit?
Use default.
Well, now I'm at that page. I'm not at the same page.
What did you do? Don't click on anything I don't tell you to click on.
I didn't click on anything.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Click on use default.
I'm sure I didn't. It just went back to the home page. I didn't click anything.
What are you looking at exactly?
I'm looking at the home page of Namecheap.
Go up to the Explorer menu, go down to Preferences.
Okay.
You need to follow me step by step.
When I hit N in the address column, my cursor's in the address column, nothing typed.
That's fine. Click on where it says Use Default.
Okay.
And click on OK.
Use Default. Okay. Now push OK.
Now click on Home.
Now it went back to the Namecheap page.
It went to the what?
To that Namecheap home page. But it says http://netscape.com at the top. Now it cleared the page.
Okay.
And now it says http://applestore.com. 800 my Apple Web on Objects Apple Store.
Christopher, I don't think I'm going to be able to assist you. This is...
I didn't hit anything.
No, it's just that we're having so many communications problems.
No, we're not, because I hadn't hit it.
Then follow me step by step, and
I am.
We'll do this...
I swear I've not touched the thing you told me not to touch.
All right, Chris, we'll focus on the issue, and we'll get this resolved.
Okay.
Go up to the Explorer menu, and go down to Preferences.
Okay. I'm disabled. I mean,
that's why I'm saying I might not be... This is over the phone, Chris. This is difficult, if not impossible.
Well, they don't help me at the store without paying up $75. I already paid y'all $35.
I can refund you the $35 if we can't resolve it. Now go to the Explorer menu and go down to Preferences.
Okay. I'm at the Internet Explorer Preferences.
Okay. Now, where it says Address, what does it say there?
http://msn.com.
Okay. Click on OK.
Okay.
Go up to the menu at the top that says Go.
Now it says Apple Store.
That's fine. Go up to the menu at the top that says Go.
Okay.
Click on that, and now click on Home Page below.
Yeah.
What's it doing?
It's like got a white page now. And then it went back to the Apple Store page.
Yeah. So where's it going?
It's not. It's just at the Apple Store page.
Go up to the Go menu again and choose Home Page.
Go menu, Home Page. Go menu, click Home Page. Okay, now... I have http://www.msn.com.
Okay, what's it doing?
And it has, like, MSN, with a little butterfly.
And it has like a
Dell advertisement and one of those fun vehicles.
All right, so it works basically. You have a new homepage set.
Yeah, I have the Microsoft homepage. It says MSN Home. My MSN sign in.
Okay.
Do I need to sign in?
No, you don't. You can just use the page the way it is.
And search the web.
Yeah.
Should I go? I search the web on the MSN line?
I don't want to stop
that.
Or should I go to the address bar?
You can do it at the MSN website.
Which one would you say?
I would use the one below. It's more comprehensive.
Okay. And, it says MSN Internet Service, 2 months free.
Anyway, this is just all the contents of the website. You can browse it at your leisure, but you have news here, you have financial data, you have shopping, entertainment, automotive.
Go to eBay and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can type in eBay where it says search the web, and then you can go there if you want.
Yeah, I've never done that. Like, what if I want to go to, like, now they told me I had to go through this tomorrow because of the time. They said I had at least two helpful things for my office program.
Okay.
I bought the MSN office and all that.
Right.
So, I typed the document, and when I went to go save as, it just says document one.
Right.
I couldn't get it to put a name in there.
You just start typing, and it puts a new name in.
It wouldn't get to a place.
Well, you're going to have to call us back and get a new MSN. Excuse me.
Okay, when can I do that? Like, what are y'all's hours?
Do you have our number? Let me give you the number to do that.
Okay.
It's 800.
800.
936.
936.
5700.
What happened was, like, I would have called earlier, and I tried to an hour ago, and they kept giving me different numbers and giving me the runaround, and I ended up like calling five different numbers, and I started out calling the same number I called the other night when I got my case, and then they told me to call another number, and they said they were closed, and then another closed. One was like for product.
Well, you got another 2 hours before we close, so
okay.
call that before that, and then you'll be all right.
Okay. Well, thanks for being patient with me and understand, like, you know, I'm on narcotics, and then in addition to that, like, I whack my head pretty hard and I'm getting better, but, you know, I actually have a tested a genius IQ. I've been flying since I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I know, it's just that over the phone it's hard to communicate these things.
Yeah. So being 40, I'll be 40, and
yeah.
I'll have had my pilot's license for 30 years. So that's pretty neat, like, coming up. And then, you know, I lost a production company over $1 million home in Manhattan Beach, which was my business, so that's why I lost it. And I had, like equipment room, an editing room, and everybody got to see the beach, you know. Was on, you know, on the beach, if you've ever been to Manhattan Beach, and near 22nd Street, where there's an old man that used to have an American flag, and he kept volleyball nets, and that's a real volleyball community. That's where they have, like, the National Beach Volleyball Championship.
Huh.
Like, I loved it there. The beautiful piers, you know, they're octagonal, and, like, you can leave your door, at least back then, you could leave your door unlocked, and, you know, it was like, you know, everybody knew everybody. It was like a community of 4,000.
I hope your recovery goes well, Chris.
Yeah, thanks. I lost everything, man. I lost my fiance. I put her through Pepperdine Law School, you know, and I had to sue her to get the money back. I lost everything, you know. That's what sucked. I, like, used to be a avid climber and snow skier and water skier and you name it. Believe it or not, Louisiana people ski so much that we get off, no other state gets off 2 weeks from Mardi Gras, that they have a Mardi Gras parade in Aspen, Colorado, which is not what we wanted, being from Baton Rouge. But now the whole state has parades, and so we all leave, you know. Once you've been to a ball or two, you know, and got invited, like my uncle, he belonged to one of the real old societies, Bacchus in New Orleans. Once you've been in a parade and all that, it costs a fortune for all those throws to be in one. Then you don't want to do it anymore, you know.
Yeah.
It's like touristy.
Well, Chris, I hope everything gets better for you. And if you have any questions on this case, give us a call back.
Do you live in Seattle?
Not far from there.
That's a beautiful part of town. I've been up there when I was working. I got to go up there a lot, and I loved it. And then, look, I've done everything. I've even been to Bill Gates' house because my uncle, he ran for Congress, and Lee Atwater ran his campaign. And Lee Atwater was, like, running a lot of negative media, and he was like, he had an election in the bag for U.S. Senate. He was a congressman, and he ran off negative media, and my uncle had, like, with his own hands, restored this old house on the LSU Lakes, and it was beautiful, and he lost the election, and he ended up having to go to, he ended up becoming deputy chief of staff at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And I was his aide, and so I got to go to Bill Gates' house.
Oh.
And he put a lapel pin on you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to his house, and you type in, like, your favorite paintings and music and stuff, and when you go through his house, he has these big screen, flat screen TVs, and, like, the image of the art comes up on the screen, and the music that you like starts playing. Isn't that a trip?
Oh, wow.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Well, I got to let you go, Chris, but be sure
I hope that he has y'all over. I heard that he had employees over for a day or something.
Well, hopefully someday, but... All right, take care, Christopher.
I hope that you prosper. Do you get paid well?
Yeah. Well, I hope you do, too.
Well, I hope so, too. I did it one time. I started acting when I was six.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about fiscal responsibility after going bankrupt.
Mm.
You know, but, you know, and 10 people lost their jobs because of me, that's a big, that makes you feel really bad.
Well, Christopher, it'll all perk up. Listen, I wish you well, and hold on to that case number, and I gave you that phone number, so...
Yeah, I got my lottery ticket, so...
All right. Take care, Christopher.
All right, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome.